Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading a story called Sacrifice Given, Sacrifice Taken. It's written by Tobias Wade and is part of a collection of stories called 54 Sleepless Nights. You can find links to this book on Amazon. I guess you could find links to that book in the description of this video or podcast episode, however you're listening. If you do decide to pick yourself up a copy, let me know and support the author. I thank you for listening. Let's get started. The Lord have mercy upon these poor sinners, even when the rest of the world has forgotten their names. I am a priest, and every Sunday, after I have delivered my sermon, I take my Bible with me where it is needed most, at my local county jail. There I will speak for as long as visitors are permitted, to whoever will listen to me, or for those who are not yet ready to hear the word, I will sit quietly and be the ears while they pour their hearts to me and to God. Some will speak confessions, begging forgiveness for what they have done. Others still seethe with anger for what the world has done to them, and I will sit quietly and let them speak until they have expelled their wrath. Hardest to bear are those who weep before me as before their own mother, and no matter what they have done, it is my part to love them as their true mother no longer can. But the strangest of all those I visited, and always the most eager for my visit, was a man named Edgar Rover. Rather than dwell on mistakes or grievances, Edgar was only interested to speak about one thing, all the good he wishes to do once he is free. To serve others is the only path to redemption, I told him. To sacrifice myself for others is my only ambition, Edgar agreed. I will work myself to death for the lowest beggar and ask nothing in return. As the Lord has done, so shall you follow, I told him. To sacrifice yourself for your brother, Edgar replied, an eager glint in his eye, like a small boy salivating over a cake. That is the highest good there is, isn't it? And the more it hurts, the better you are for doing it, isn't that right? And if they don't appreciate what you've done for them, so much the better, because only a selfish person would help others to extract gratitude from them. I had no right to be afraid of the man with the prison glass between us, but there was something about his devotion to the idea that bred a nameless disquiet in my heart. I cursed myself then, thinking at the time I was only feeling guilty for not doing more to sacrifice my own life for those I loved. I listened to many of Edgar's plans in the weeks that followed. He intended to work in an orphanage, taking nothing as payment besides the barest gruel he needed to survive. He was going to build houses for others, while asking nothing more for his own habitation than something to keep the rain off his head. Even more impressive, when I spoke to the guards, they'd told me that he wasn't even waiting to be released to begin his life of charity. He already shared his food freely with his cellmate, and granted the other prisoners his time in the yard or the library, or any other opportunity the guards gave him to be selfless. It seemed to me a crime to keep such a man behind bars when he could be helping so many people outside. No matter the man he killed before his arrest, I have never seen someone make such a complete spiritual transformation as Edgar Rover had done. That's why I appealed to the authorities to commute his sentence, risking my own status and reputation in the community to guarantee his behavior once he was released. The risk I am taking in vouching for you, that is something I give freely without selfish motive, I told Edgar when he received the good news. You can stay at the church for as long as you need, until you can provide for yourself. I will care for you and watch over you and sacrifice for you so that you may care and sacrifice for others. It is a beautiful thing that you have done for me. What a world would it be if we could make them all sacrifices we have done? I thought about those words many times in the weeks leading up to Edgar Rover's release. They continued to trouble my sleep all the way up to the night when I woke to the warm fluid dribbling down my face. My first thought was that I had been crying in my sleep, but as I lay there adjusting to the shadows, I continued to feel the warm drops falling down on me from the ceiling. If our sacrifice is good, so shall theirs be. I was startled to hear the voice right beside my bed. I lurched away from him, turning on the lamp on my bedside table. I don't know how Edgar got into my house, but he stood there looming over me, an eager sparkle in his eye. You help the poor sinners who do not know how to do good on their own. The dripping continued, red streaks running down my face and splattering across my blankets, although I still didn't understand where it was coming from. so you have taught me to do the same, helping others to do good, helping them to sacrifice when they are too weak to do so on their own. So thank you. Thank you for teaching me how to make those sinners whole." Those were the last words Edgar Rover spoke to me before he left my room. I didn't know the man who was nailed to my ceiling, his arms spread wide, his feet together as a crucifix, twisted horror racking his dead face. I don't know how Edgar managed to put him up there while I was sleeping, or perhaps he was already there before I went to bed without me noticing. The blood continued to drain down from the figure, onto my bed for many hours before I was finally able to get a ladder and bring him down. That leering reminder of the difference between sacrifice given freely and sacrifice demanded from another. I hope you enjoyed this story. If you did, let me know in the comments. Once again, if you'd like to support this author, particularly in his book, there will be links in the description to where you can purchase a copy of the ebook, or I guess a physical copy if one does exist. I think so. I think there is an audiobook and a physical. Anyways, if you liked the video or episode, I'd love it if you'd like it. Subscribe for more. And if you'd like to support the channel even more, there is a Patreon available. And come hang out in our Discord if you want to. It's pretty chill. I mean, there are a few people in there, but we'd love to have you there to say hi and chat with everyone. So, hey, I appreciate you for choosing this story to listen to. And thank you. So, we'll see you in the next one.